Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. Maybe you've asked yourself this question: why are people using NFTs as profile pics? And also, how can I do that? That is today's show. Welcome. Even though non-fungible tokens, NFTs, have been around for several years, they gained a ton of popularity in 2021. The idea of buying NFTs like CryptoPunks and Bored Apes piqued the interest of crypto enthusiasts and major companies like Visa alike. Pretty soon, some NFT owners were using their NFTs as profile pics. Using some NFTs, especially those that look like they could be profile pics, on a social media profile serves as a sort of calling card. Let's take a closer look at some of the reasons that people are using NFTs as profile pics. Also, how you can do that too. Here are some of the reasons first. Each person has their own reason, of course, for using an NFT as a profile pic. Such as, identify as a member of a community. One of the biggest reasons, of course, is just to have a calling card for community membership. By using your NFT as a profile pic, you kind of let other people know that you're members of a shared community. Your community membership can be reflected as a general NFT enthusiast or just as the supporter of a specific project. If you want others to know you're a member of the NFT community, hosting your CryptoKitty or Bored Ape as a profile pic can let others know that you like NFTs and that you're interested in blockchain technology, which is super cool. It's a way to identify yourself to others and then potentially kind of widen your circle of people with similar interests. Similarly, using an NFT as a profile pic can also help you find others that support the same project as you. If you like the values behind the World of Women project, for example, you might want to get an NFT from that project and then use it as your profile pic. This approach provides you with some support for development and offers a way for you to connect with other people who share your values, as evidenced by their support of the same project. The next reason we'll touch on is just simply, it's a status symbol for some people to have a NFT as a profile pic. If you're an early adopter, for instance, of a project and you have an NFT as a result, that comes with its own cachet. You can show off your cred with an NFT. You have some NFT street cred, do ya? This lets others know that you're cool enough to have got in on the trend before it was cool. Boom. However, there's another aspect to the status symbol thing of using an NFT for a profile pic. Many of the most well-known and recognized NFTs are incredibly expensive. Visa spent more than $150,000 on a single CryptoPunk and then used it as a profile pic. If you have hundreds of thousands of dollars to be able to buy an expensive NFT, displaying it as your profile pic can be something of a flex. It's worth noting that this is a way to show off designer duds virtually. Rather than having a flashy car to drive around town, you have an expensive Bored Ape with rare characteristics. This can raise your stock with other NFT owners as well as impress others in the blockchain community. Another reason people do this is it's fun. For some hobbyists, having an NFT as a profile pic is just in good fun. Those that use it for fun, or as an ironic statement, chances are the NFT is less expensive. There are hundreds of NFT projects. It's possible to get some of these NFTs for a very small price. Some people even get them for free. It's even possible to make your own NFT and then use that as a profile pic. If that's something you think would be kind of cool, you could use a site like OpenSea or Rarible to create an NFT and then use it on social media. Do you have to be the owner to use an NFT as a profile pic? Here's the cool thing. Even if you don't own an NFT, it is still possible to use one as a profile pic. So for example, you could just take a screenshot of an NFT and then upload that screenshot as a profile pic. This could result in following the trend and appearing cool on social media. However, if someone finds out you're displaying an NFT you don't own as a profile pic, they could potentially call you out and then, you know, you just kind of be seen as a fraud. That's not fun. In general, it's considered poor form to use an image of an NFT you don't actually own as your profile pic. For most enthusiasts, the whole point is that you have ownership of the NFT and use it as your avatar. Twitter and NFT profile pics. For the time being, Twitter is by far one of the most popular places to share information about blockchain technology and developments in crypto. This includes for profile pics. While it's possible to use your NFT as a profile pic on other platforms, of course, Twitter is just one of the most popular places to display your interest. As a reflection of the popular trend on Twitter, the company recently announced that it would allow users to make use of true NFT profile pics. Profile pics that are NFTs have a hexagon around the profile pic. This is an indication that you are, in fact, the owner of the NFT and haven't just taken a screenshot and are using the image as a picture. Now we get to here's how to use your NFT as a Twitter profile pic. But before we get started, realize that Twitter will need you to connect your crypto wallet containing the NFT to Twitter. Some of the requirements for displaying the NFT as your profile pic include static image NFT, no video NFTs, Ethereum blockchain NFTs, Twitter Blue subscription, an iPhone, and mobile crypto wallet on your phone. As you can see, setting your Twitter profile pic as an NFT is only available to select few individuals who meet those requirements. But if you do meet the requirements, you can move forward by following these steps. All right, first, go to Twitter on iOS. Just open up your app, and then once you're there, go to your profile and select Edit. You can tap on your profile picture, and you'll be given the option to choose NFT or upload photo. Tap on Choose NFT. Note that even if you aren't a Twitter Blue subscriber, you might still see the option to choose NFT. In that case, once you go to connect your crypto wallet, you'll see a message telling you to subscribe to Twitter Blue. You won't actually be able to complete the process until you sign up for that subscription. Just keep that in mind. Then, connect your mobile crypto wallet. Once your subscription status is confirmed, you can connect your mobile crypto wallet. There's a list of supported wallets like MetaMask and the Coinbase wallet too. Make sure your desired NFT is in the appropriate wallet so you can access it when you connect. And then you just verify your crypto wallet. Twitter will send a verification transaction to your wallet. You'll see a request to sign a transaction to prove that you do, in fact, own the wallet and control its private keys. You can scan the provided QR code or just approve it inside your wallet. Select the desired NFT would be next. Because Twitter knows you own the wallet and the NFTs inside it, you can then choose one to be your profile pic. You'll see which NFTs are supported as a profile pic, and you can pick the one you want. Save the image, and Twitter will then use the NFT as your profile pic and place the hexagon around it. This lets visitors to your Twitter profile see that you are the verified owner of the NFT you're using. Bottom line, as humans, we're always looking for ways to express ourselves. This includes how we present ourselves online. With NFTs, it's possible to show who you are digitally and what you're interested in, including using NFTs as profile pics. If you're interested in showing your crypto pride and you have an NFT, consider using it as a profile pic. It's fun, and if you want to be known as the verified owner of that NFT, you're going to have to subscribe to Twitter Blue. And that is our show for today. I hope it was helpful and fun and engaging. And if you want to know more about NFTs, what non-fungible tokens are all about, getting into crypto and all things crypto, find us at cultofmoney.com. Also, search for us, of course, on Twitter. Follow us, and we can see our NFTs together. This is fun. Find us on Twitter and all the different social media channels. Wherever you are, we're probably there too. Thanks again for stopping by today, and we'll talk to you again real soon.